Well, you know, in the Christmas story, the person I often feel most sorry for is Joseph. Because I think it must have been a really hard thing for somebody to be told by his fiancée that his fiancée was pregnant with somebody else's child. I think that must have been a really hard thing to be told. And I reckon they must have had some difficult conversations. And maybe this little film will kind of fill in a bit of the background. But it ended up with a really good question, wasn't it? Why is he coming? Why is he coming, Matt?
Well, that is a really good question, Andrew. Why is he coming? And to help explain why he's coming, there's a couple of presents under the Christmas tree.
Okay. Okay, shall I go and get one?
Well, I suppose you could get one.
Okay, hang on. Great. I wonder if it's anyone would like to come and help me. Yeah, come and help me. Come and help me open this. Come on, come on. Come on, Cosmo. Right. Now, let's just...
move that to one side.
Right. Come on, open my present. This is especially for me.
Yeah.
Is it exciting?
Andrew's been excited about this all week.
It's exciting. Okay. Oh, wow. Look at that. Look, I think that's my present, but I think that's your prize... For helping out. So fantastic. Thank you. Now look, let's just have a look and see what's in my present. Wow, that's really exciting, Matt. What does
Is
that
it?
Look like?
Some stones.
Okay, so you give me rocks for Christmas?
Rocks for Christmas.
Okay.
Well.
Okay, here we go. Okay, that's what I've got. My dear friend Matt has given me some rocks for Christmas. Okay.
I know how to make merry on Christmas.
Okay. So, help me out. What is this stuff?
Okay, so it's not actually a rock. It's actually myrrh.
Myrrh. There we go. It's myrrh.
And
it doesn't smell of anything. It's just rock.
Myrrh's quite interesting because, firstly, it can be used as a sort of beauty treatment kind of thing.
Do you think
I'm not quite hinting at anything.
I need any help in that direction.
Well, okay. I can possibly comment.
Okay, all right, okay.
And the other thing that myrrh is also used for is embalming dead bodies.
Right, okay. That sounds really Christmassy.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for your help. Thank you so much. Go on, give Cosmo a big round of applause. Okay. So that's the old myrrh. I wonder what's coming next. Yeah, we need to take that off there, I think, probably.
Okay, voila.
Okay, somebody going to help me this up? Okay. Come on then, out you come, Ludo. Right, here we go, open up. Oh, well. Well, there's one of those, that's probably for you, I suspect. Whoops. I'm not sure you...
You haven't seen inside it yet.
It's a biscuit tin. Hang on. Okay. It's a biscuit tin with a blowtorch in it.
That's right.
Okay.
Just what you need at Christmas.
Just what you need at Christmas, okay. And then, oh my goodness, look at this. So I've got here... They're like little kind of, like little playing drafts, you know? You play with drafts, okay? Mm. So I've got some of those. Okay. And, okay, what do you think this is? Sand, actually. It looks like kind of gravel.
So rock first, gravel next.
Can you see?
It's all going well.
Some gravel there. Okay. Okay. So this is...
So that is actually frankincense.
Frankincense.
It is.
Okay.
And there is method to all these random things.
Okay. So what's frankincense for?
So frankincense is an incense, and in biblical times, you lit it in the temple.
Okay.
And it made this kind of amazing sort of smoke.
Okay, and who did that?
So the priest did that.
Okay.
So it's a symbol of priesthood.
Priesthood. Okay, all right. So what are we going to do with all this then? We're going to burn it. All right, will you hold on to that for me? Okay.
Kids, do not try this at home. Seriously.
Okay, stand back, everyone.
Oh, it needs relighting. Oh, is it going?
Yeah, I think we're okay. Hang on.
Now, who says church was boring? Looking pretty good. Maybe a bit longer.
Okay.
That looks all right.
All right. Now put this stuff on top, yeah?
That's right. Just a smidgen. Okay, just a little bit.
Oh my goodness.
It's like popcorn or something.
Popcorn. Okay. Okay, come and blow. Come and blow.
In biblical times, they used to associate this with prayers. So it used to, they used to kind of associate it with prayers going up to God.
Oh, wow.
But
can you smell it?
Yes.
Pretty pungent. But the good news, guys, is that now. The Bible says that we are now all priests, so we can all have a go at this, obviously in the right environment, safety procedures and all that. But actually, the Bible calls us all priests, which is quite interesting. So yeah, that's frankincense.
Shall we leave it smoking, or should we put it out?
Yeah, smoking.
Leave it smoking.
Cool.
Brilliant, okay. Big round of applause.
Good.
Okay, well, I've got a present.
Yep, there's one more present.
One more present. Okay.
I wonder what it could be, Andrew.
Oh, crikey. Well, I'm a clever person. Hey, Bethan, you come down and help me open this present.
Okay.
This is really smoky.
Oh, wow.
There's a bit more in there as well. That looks like my Christmas bonus, Andrew.
It's a kilo of gold. Has anyone ever held it? Would anyone like to hold a kilo of gold?
Good.
A kilo of gold.
Yeah.
It really is heavy. It's really, really heavy.
Good.
I know.
Long story, Mervyn, long story.
Okay. Fantastic. Wow. Well, actually, I've got a bit of inside information about this, and this is worth about £25,000.
Brian, this is the part where you bar the doors.
£25,000. So, my wife and I are from St. Giles, actually, for a couple of weeks. And no, we're not, really. Fantastic. So, what's this for? Thank you, Bethan. Go on. Big round of applause. Well done. Okay. So tell me about this.
So,
what's this mean?
Well, gold is the symbol for kingship.
Okay.
And it's a bit of an odd present to give a baby, I suppose.
Yep.
But it sort of symbolizes what was to come, that this baby that came into the world is actually the king. and Lord of Lords.
Right. And so how do all these things, the myrrh and the frankincense and the gold, help us understand why Jesus came? That's the question the film ended up. Why is he coming?
Okay. So to start with, I'll start with the frankincense. So the frankincense is about priesthood, as I said. And Jesus is the great high priest. But we're all priests as well. And what that basically means, it can sound a bit confusing, but it means that we can have access to God and have a personal relationship with God.
Okay.
So that's what the frankincense is about.
Okay, what about the myrrh?
Well, the snag is it's not quite that easy. Something had to happen because we naturally are all sinful and need rescuing. And Jesus came to die for us. And myrrh is a symbol of death, of embalming a body. And Jesus did, we believe, that came and died for us.
Right.
But okay. It doesn't end there, though, because okay. He was risen again. And that allows us to come into relationship with God.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Okay. And then how about the gold?
Well, the gold, as I said before, it symbolizes kingship. And Jesus, we believe, is the king. And he wants to be the king in our lives. He wants to walk with us as we go through life. We just need to let him. But he wants to be there for us as well and to have a personal relationship. So that's basically, in a nutshell, what those gifts are about.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, God really wants a relationship with us. He really does. He wanted it badly that he came to earth in the person of Jesus to die for us so that he could be Lord of our lives. So, the best Christmas present of all is coming to know the Lord Jesus for the very first time. If you've not done that, then this is a great time to do it. So let's just say a prayer. Let's shut our eyes, can we? And I'm going to say a prayer. And I invite you quietly just to join in with this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to earth. Thank you for coming to earth for me. Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done. But Lord, I want to turn my life over to you. I want you to come and live in my life. So, Lord, please accept me and come and be king in my life. And thank you, Lord. That is the best Christmas present of all. Amen. So if you pray that prayer, do let me or Matt know. We've got a little booklet we'd love to give you. And it will be great to hear from you. But let's now stand and sing our final carol, which is my favorite carol, which is Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Great. Fantastic. Let's stand and sing together.
Let's finish with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for coming that first Christmas. And Lord, thank you that you still want to meet with us day by day. So we commit this whole day into your hands. Lord, we commit this whole week into your hands. And we commit our lives into your hands and ask that you walk with us every step of the way. And we thank you that you will. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. Have a very happy Christmas. Thank you.